Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
It is a privilege to be here in God's house. Let's stand and pray as we open up the service in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for today, Father God. We pray a blessing upon the service and upon the music that we're about to sing to you, Father God. We praise you and thank you for the time to come here and praise your name and worship you, Father God, with our brothers and sisters in Christ. We just lift up the service to you today, Father God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
We've got the power. Yeah. thanksgiving, I will bless Thee, O Lord. I will bless Thee, O Lord. I will bless Thee, O Lord. With the heart of thanksgiving, I will bless Thee, O Lord.
With my hands lifted up,
Thank you, Lord. Yes, O Lord, you are a hiding place. You shall preserve us from trouble. You shall compass us about with songs of deliverance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your holy name. Praise your holy name. You are also, Lord, a strong habitation whereto we can continually resort. For you have given a commandment to save us. For you are a rock and a fortress. You are a rock and a fortress. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Heavenly Father. Have it your way today, we pray. Have it your way, Lord. Hallelujah. It's wonderful, Lord, to come into your presence with singing, to enter your gates with thanksgiving, and to your courts with praise. With our hands lifted up and our mouth full of praise, with a heart of thanksgiving, we will bless thee, O Lord. We will bless thee, O Lord. Oh, how great thou art, O Lord, how great thou art. How great is thy faithfulness, O Lord our God. How great is thy faithfulness. Hallelujah. I got a scripture for you on Psalms 112. Where it says, blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be blessed upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. Hallelujah. A good man showeth favor and lendeth. He will guide his affairs with discretion. He will not be afraid of evil tidings, for his heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. Hallelujah. And I want to thank you and praise you, Lord, for your word. Hallelujah. Wealth and riches shall be in our house. Hallelujah. And our righteousness endureth forever in the name of Jesus. And thank you, Lord God, right now as we receive this offering, as we give to the work of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. As we give with gladness. Oh, hallelujah. God is going to give us wealth and riches in this house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, as we are about to receive this offering. Oh, Lord, thank you. Oh, Lord, for blessing it. Thank you for blessing the, oh, Lord, the finances of this church. And thank you, Lord, that you will provide exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that works in us. And Lord, we thank you today for victory in the name of Jesus. And wealth and riches shall be in our house in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for being our provider, for being Jehovah Jireh. Hallelujah. And let us give today with all our heart, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Not for what we are going to receive, but we give unconditionally. Not expecting anything back. And we want to thank you, Lord, that's what it is in my heart. And I believe in the hearts of others here. And Lord, we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Let the Holy Spirit move mightily today in the midst of us. We pray for the anointing upon the pastor as he will bring the message to us. Touch him in such a mighty way and give him freedom to preach, and let the word come out with power and pierce us like a two-edged sword. We pray, O Lord, for everyone that gives a testimony. Let the anointing be upon them, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And let your name be glorified in every area of this ministry. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Lord, we want to give you all the praise, all the glory, all the honor today. And pray this prayer in Jesus' precious and a mighty name. And all God's children said, amen and amen.
At this time, the people at Resurrection Life of Jesus Church are giving their tithes and offerings as part of the worship service. You too can participate even if you're not physically with us by writing out a check and mailing it, or using the donation link at the bottom of the homepage. Please remember that God uses His people to finance His work on this earth. God gives us the ability to work and make money, and in return asks that His people give back a tenth. Thank you for being obedient and being part of our service.
It's that time where we share what God has been doing in our lives, not necessarily just in the past week, but typically we have a lot going on in our lives that we can show what the Lord has done. Is there anybody today who has something to share with the congregation? Carol?
This is not exactly a testimony. It's just some teaching and things that the Lord has been telling me, And I guess I got intimidated, like Pastor John always says we get. But so I didn't speak up earlier, but I have a fire burning in my bones, and I have to share this. That he showed me an apple blossom that doesn't get pollinated. It never produces fruit. And it's like God is reaching out to you. And if we don't reach out to him, there will be no connection. His love is fruitless when we don't reach out, when we don't receive his love. And to many degrees, we all have hindrances in receiving God's love. And of course, I think the biggest hindrance is when we hate ourselves, we're disgusted with ourselves, we consider ourselves unworthy, and we refuse God's love. We're cutting ourselves off from his love. And it's such a disturbing thing to God. He's reaching out. He wants to bless us. He wants to heal us. He wants to do all these things. But we are sitting here, I am no good. I have done this. I have done that. We have to realize he's taken care of all that. He knows we're no good. He knows we're not profitable. He knows all about it. And he has covered it with his precious blood. He has washed us clean. And even so, we say, well, but I just did that yesterday. Or I just thought that 5 minutes ago. Tell the Lord you don't want to be that way. Get it right so that you can receive that healing and that blessing. He has many, many things for us. Walking in power. Walking in him. We are his friend. But there is a huge hindrance when we don't receive that love. We don't make that connection. So let's drop that self-hate. Thank you, Lord.
Most religions on the planet, on this planet, I'm sorry, have just the opposite format. They have sets of rules, or they have an angry God, or they have an impersonal God that you can't talk to. Only Christians, only the truth that God has laid out in His holy word tells us of a God of love who has a love for His creation, for mankind, and wants a personal relationship with us. It's no wonder that in Scripture we find that the two greatest commandments are that you shall love the Lord your God, and that you shall love your brother as yourself, your neighbor as yourself. Is there anyone else? Bob Cable.
As so often happens, when Carol gives a word, it triggers something else. I know it has happened with Cho several times. And it occurred to me right now, Diane and I, you know, have been studying natural healing for a long time. And have helped thousands of people. Right now, we're exploring an avenue that is just now coming to fore, and that is the idea of anointing with oil. We pass it off rather lightly nowadays, but in the days of the early church and for centuries prior to that, essential oils were an integral part of laying on hands and healing. And so when Carol said what she said, it occurred to me, you know, when we're studying this, the essence and get the proper healing oils has to be in God's timing. And God's timing is just prior to the pollination. If you think about it, a flower, we get this beautiful aroma from flowers until they're pollinated, at which time the essence from which the oils are made goes into the stem and back to the ground, and shortly there's no odor and there's no power left in, and there's no healing power left in those oils. So that's what occurred to me. When it's God's timing, we sang the song in His time, and I'm learning more in the last several weeks about timing as well, because I've said it up here before, I threw my life away in a secular way trying to save America. And a lot of that is true, but on the other hand, sometimes God prepares you in different ways to use you for His glory in His time, even if you're after 70 years old. And that makes quite a few people happy, I see. Anyway, so that's what's been important to me lately, is to see the move of the Holy Spirit, not just here, but in other parts of the world. It's happening. And I want to say that, and I say that to everyone around the world. If you know your Bible, you know that God repeatedly puts His people in a position where there's no way out. Either the Red Sea is here and the Egyptians are there, or whatever it may be. I can't remember, Joe would know, but I don't. There was a time when there was a siege of Jerusalem, and it was terrible. Starvation was there and so forth, and if you could get wheat, it was very expensive. And the prophet brought the word that on the following day, the price of wheat would be like, you know, a small fraction of what it was. And that would be hard to believe. But that night, when God completely decimated the armies surrounding them, and they left the provisions and the gold and the jewels and the food behind them, until the next day there was ample food, ample everything. And so I believe that's what we're looking at with America today. I think it's a dangerous thing for people to preach a theology based on what they see or think they see in the world, because we know Satan has the power, the subversive power, to make things appear the way they want because of their control. So I say to you all right now, don't be deceived. Remember that only God knows the time when Jesus will return. And we shouldn't let world events cloud our theology. So that's what I have to say. Oh, in addition to that, I'm very grateful the last couple of weeks for the music and for the new thing that we're doing here at the church on Tuesday night and once a week on Fridays, which we just did a couple of days ago. And I can still feel the pain in the fingers. But And I see that in this church, and it gives me an immense thrill to be able to utilize the skills that I was given in the service of God and not just the service of others. In Jesus' name.
Trusting in what you see rather than living by faith is an entrapment that's going to be even more important for us to be aware of in the end times. I was listening to a guy the other day. He's well educated, has a PhD. I'm sure he's taught the Bible for 60 years. And he's saying that in the end times we would be ill-served to rest on intellect, on education, on any of our preconceived notions of what reality exists and consists of. I picked up a boy this morning who was a former renter of ours. We happened to see him walking, and we took him to work. He was going to be late for work if he didn't find a way to get there. And I told him, I said, Cody, you know, I've talked with you at some length, and I've noticed that you are very much interested in the things of cosmology and of quantum physics and of a lot of different areas. And I said, as things unfold, I'm inclined to believe more so what the Bible says, as I've heard others comment on it, and that's that we need to lean on Jesus Christ alone, and we need to know that when these things start unfolding that are described in Amos, in Ezekiel, in the book of Revelation, of course, and various places throughout the entire scriptures, Old and New Testament, the talk of the kinds of things that are going to bring men's hearts failing for fear of things they see coming on the earth, we don't have to live in fear. But we do need to live aware that only by standing in Christ, only by having that relationship with Him, are we going to be able to resist the deception that will be rampant and the challenges to our understandings, our basic underlying premises that we rely on of what reality consists of. I think when the Holy Spirit is withdrawn from this world, should we for any reason still be here, our entire understanding of what is and is not is going to be challenged by the things we see coming on the earth. It's imperative that we are close to Jesus Christ as the end times unfold. Is there any other testimony? Irene.
Good morning. I just wanted to share that God answers prayers, but specifically when it's something that He wants to do already, He told us in His Word, and one is to hear Him and hear His voice. Jesus said, "My sheep do hear My voice," and also in the book of Revelation, there was a scripture that says that we should have ears to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying to us. And that is like in everyday basis, exactly what was spoken about walking with Christ. Jesus said when the Holy Spirit come, He will hear from Him and He will tell us. He will lead us and He will show us even things to come. And it's a matter of really practicing this. And I have been praying for a long time. I want to hear You, but I want to know it's You. And I want to make sure that I hear You. And I start doing that lately. I have this prompting that was not exactly what I wanted to do, but I said, I'm going to trust that this is You telling me to do it. And it happened amazingly, because I was going to a place and they told me, go and see this person. And I said, well, not right now. I have so much time to do this. And I couldn't let it go. And I said, I'm going to believe that this is You telling me and guiding me. And I did turn around and did, and it was a blessing. Another time was also something else to do with this or to do this or to even little thing that I did. And suddenly I have a conviction in my heart. You were too impatient here. You were not sincere here. And go and fix this up. Don't let this fester, or don't give place to them. And it's amazing to me if we are sensitive to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit and just act on that and see God showing us the experience of obedience to his leading and the fruit of it. And I'm just saying this because it's just so recent that I almost kind of went on completely contrary to what I wanted to do, but I felt this desire inside and I knew it was good. And then of course my mind said, this cannot be the enemy because it's not what I want to do. So what I am saying again is that we need to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit in this time. Jesus said in Revelation, let those who have ears hear what the Holy Spirit is saying. So I pray that we all will be more in tune to know his voice. Amen.
Praise God and good morning. It's still morning. Okay, glad you're here. Praise God, Brother Dan. Good to see you here today. We're going to have a couple of things here to pray for, and I didn't have a whole lot of prayer requests. And I talked to Arne Sturm this week, actually this morning in Sweden. He said he got relief, but he still is not quite over the ringing in his ear. So we're going to pray for him on that. The price of oil fluctuated last week and dipped down below $90 per barrel. But the uncertainty of the future drove up the price and ended up at $90.13 per barrel. But that is down $1.70 from the previous week. So that's a praise the Lord. There's only one thing to do, and that is to keep praying and persevere in prayer. Now, here is a praise report. Can you take a praise report? All right. Last week, we simply told our need that we had a need of about $3,500. To finish this month. Well, I want to thank all the people that are cyber members, and the funds have come in, and we're going to be able to pay the rent, and we also got some leftover for the salaries. So we're going to praise God for that. We didn't get enough to finish up the taxes for this next quarter, but I believe that is coming. So I want to say this. To all of you that sent something in, thank you and praise the Lord and may God bless you. It is wonderful to know that God hears prayers and that God's people are willing to chip in. So with that, and I have this announcement. We have our praise and worship and prayer time once a month. Once a month, not every week. And the next one is scheduled August the 24th. So write it down, August the 24th. And at that time, this Friday, we had communion. And this coming prayer time, we're going to have foot washing. And so I don't know how many of that will inhibit some people coming, but we could be coming. So let's stand and pray. Those who want to pray, come on up here. We're going to pray.
Father, we come to you and with a grateful heart. We thank you that you have blessed us in so many ways. We thank you so much for your love, and we receive it. And Father, I would like to bring before you Daniel Fredrickson, who is on death row, and John and Ina have ministered to him and brought him to the Lord. And he's in need of prayer for encouragement. He gets discouraged, and he needs more healing. So we ask you, Father, that you would heal his soul and bring him joy in Jesus' name.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you, Lord God, that you hear our prayers, Lord, and that you answer them, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you see our need in the lowering the price of this oil, Lord, and Lord, that is costing us so much for gas right now, Lord. Your people are suffering in that way, Lord. But, Lord, I thank you right now that you brought it down, and, Lord, that you will continue to bring it down. We believe you for that ahead of time. We want to give you all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you that we have the opportunity to pray for people. to intercede for people and to see God's blessing falling upon them. We want to thank each and every person of our friends that are watching us through the webcast all around the world. So we want to thank each and every one of them for sending their gift to us. We pray, Heavenly Father, for many blessings for each and every one of them, that they will have exceedingly abundantly above all that they ask or think, according to the power that works in them. And thank you, Father, blessing them financially, blessing them spiritually and physically and in every area of their lives. And we pray also not to hesitate when they have a need to call on us, to call that we can pray for them. And thank you, and we want to ask you again, keep on praying for us, and ask you also to tell a friend, if you enjoy what you're hearing. And Lord God, we give you all the praise, we give you all the glory and all the honor, and thank you, Lord, for our friends all around the world. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Amen.
And Father God, we just want to thank you for revival coming into our church. It has begun, I believe. It's awesome. And we thank you for the happiness in our hearts. You give us your fullness of happiness. And when this church fills up, we're going to have more energy and more strength than we ever dreamed. We'll work 8 hours a day and come to church and stay till 2 a.m. if we need to, or all night if we need to. But we thank you, Father God, that you're bringing revival to us. The musicians are ushering in the Holy Spirit so beautifully, and the people love the Holy Spirit. They want more and more and more. We all want more and more of the Holy Spirit. So we're praying for that revival to hit us strongly. And all over California, all over the United States, not just Resurrection Life of Jesus Church. If you're doing it here, you're doing it in a lot of places. And we thank you and praise you. We give you honor and glory for all of it. In Jesus' name.
Father God, I want to thank you, praise you, and glorify your name for all the healings that you're doing in this church. Friday, we prayed for everybody individually. We prayed for everyone who had anything that they needed prayer for, especially the healing of their bodies and healing of their souls. Father, we thank you for the answers that you're giving. We thank you, Lord, that you're in process of healing them right now, and that many have already been touched and the rest will be. Amen. And Father God, increase our faith and help us to listen for your voice. Help us to be ready to hear you, to know that you're trying to tell us something. You're always, it doesn't matter how many people there are in the world, you can hear them all at the same time. You know all of them. You know every heart, Lord God, and you are personal with each one. Father, we thank you for that, and we want to bless your name and praise you and seek your face more and more. Take iniquity out of our hearts and help us to be filled with the Holy Spirit and always looking for someone to bring into the kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you that you would continue to touch on the stern Father God in Sweden. And Father, there's no reason that he should not be healed in his ears, and that the noise and the ringing will cease. And Father God, we want to thank you right now that you gave relief from last week. But Father, just like the man that Jesus healed, but that was blind, and he saw people like trees walking around, and he came back a second time, and then he got the final healing. So we thank you today that the power of God, the Holy Spirit, will move upon Arne's Ström today, and that he will be finally healed from his problem with his ears. And we thank you for that. And we praise you right now, Father God, that every prayer spoken here today is on the altar, and in due time it will be answered. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You may be seated. We're going to have Bill Chacon come and do a special here for us today. and he's going to take a little bit to set up. You got to need a chair up here. He had his motorcycle fall on his leg. I told him this morning, I said, you're supposed to ride the motorcycle, not the motorcycle ride you. So hopefully he will learn that. So we're looking forward to hear him sing here and play for us. You know, this is perseverance. Most people, if they had a motorcycle fall on them, you know, but says, well, I can't go to church today. I got to stay home. You know, I nursed this. So praise God for perseverance. So, Bill, you bless us. You need a mic there, too? Microphone is coming. All right.
Praise the Lord. Well, yeah, Friday was beautiful. We had a wonderful time here in praise and worship. And I was prayed for, and I've been having a lot of trouble with my shoulders. And I was prayed for, and the next day I was feeling wonderful. And then I went in and did a dumb thing. Tried to take an 800-pound motorcycle off of the back of my trailer by myself. And it gave way and pinned my leg. First of all, I tried to stop it with the shoulder that was hurting the night before, and it was fine. And tried to stop 800 pounds coming down on you. It's not going to work. That's like four of me jumping on your arm. And so the motorcycle pinned me, and I was screaming for Janice. She was in the house, and I don't know where she was at that point, but I screamed, and all the neighbors were thinking that somebody was killing me. But I laid there pinned, and I just prayed for a second, since there's going to be something I can do. I can't get this motorcycle off me. I'm just pinned there, and I was stuck. And it had me pinned against the railing of my. I looked down, and I remember there was a strap down there that I had. Usually I'd pick that strap up and throw it into the back of the truck when I moved my motorcycle, but this time I just dropped it, so I'll pick it up later. Well, praise the Lord, the strap was right there, and I hooked the strap on the other side and hooked it to the handlebar and pulled a little bit and took the pressure off of the motorcycle so I could get my leg out. So, praise the Lord. And, of course, this morning, you know, I started thinking, well, I'm not going to go to church. Somebody said it, I think. Well, a pastor said it, and somebody else. I'm not going to go to church. I'm hurting too much. I'm in too much pain. They'll understand. So, of course, I prayed about it, and we came. And on the way, though, you know, we were listening to a pastor on the radio there, and, you know, he told us of how in Romans 8, where it says that there is therefore now no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus who walk after the Spirit, not after the flesh or the reverse. But, you know, when I heard that, I got set free. You know, I was filled with joy and saying, you know what? You know, God has given me peace to know that I've been set free from all the things that, you know, that have brought me down. And I'm a new creation in Him, and I should go, even in a little struggling pain, and try to play those drums and try to sing this song. Now, this song, by the way, Jason has been doing a wonderful job accompanying me on Friday nights, and I played with a lot of musicians, and I just want to tell you, he's a good one. And I said, well, you're so good, we're going to try this one with me. And it's a tough one. As a matter of fact, there's a lot of verses. There's about seven, or I was just counting as I was sitting there, I was counting about seven or eight verses that are in the Bible. You recognize them as we sing it. But Pastor's been preaching about the last 6 weeks, and he's brought this scripture up a couple of times. Behold, I give you power. And we talk about it all the time. And we talk about if we say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be cast into the sea. And all these little verses that this guy that wrote it, I forgot to write down the name. I know B.J. Thomas sang it, but I forgot who wrote it. But it was a beautifully written song, and I know he must have been praying when he did it. But anyway, I toned it down a little bit because, when they recorded it, it was pretty upbeat. And I'll try to keep it more in a style that the church might receive it.
Behold, I give you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, over all the power of the enemy. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. I will never ever desert you. For lo, I am with you forever and ever. And if you say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, it will obey you. If you have the faith of mustard seed, you got all the faith you need. Walk along with the King. You can't do anything if you have the faith of a little child. And in my name shall demons flee. Deaf will hear and the blind will see, and you will speak with tongues of angels. From your mouth I shall bring prophecy. Ye will be like a water tree. The power of God in your ministry, I will draw men unto me. And if you say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, it will obey you. If you have the faith of a mustard seed, you've got all the faith you need. Walk along with the King. You can't do anything if you have the faith of a little child. The King of glory reigns on high, and grandeur beyond the sky. We will meet him somewhere in eternity. His ways are higher than the eye can see. You know the King died for you and me. Though you may be a pauper or a millionaire, we all have an equal share. And if you say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, it will obey you. If you have the faith of a mustard seed, you've got all the faith you need. Walk along with the King. You can do anything if you have the faith of a little child.
Praise the Lord.